Good evening. I'm Ricky Bevington. By 2020, Atlanta is projected to have a million more tech jobs than computer science students. As the tech market becomes more competitive, young adults are finding new ways to join the tech workforce. As GPB's Trevor Young reports, early education programs like STEM are taking on new strides.
First graders at the Lovett School in Atlanta are learning geometry a bit differently than usual. They're building three-dimensional cubes, using any materials they choose.
Why did you decide to use all that stuff?
Because it helps it stay up at all.
This approach follows a method the Lovett School calls exploration-based learning. That's exactly what State Superintendent Richard Woods looks for in educational programs.
Put reality and within their education and let them become problem solvers. Ultimately, that's what we want, individuals that use their imagination to dream big, think big, and do big things for themselves.
At the Lovett School, kids look at big flat-screen TVs for diagrams. Some older students get to use laptops provided by the school. Lovett Director of Strategic Innovation Laura Deisley says this technology is crucial.
I think a lot of the work that we're doing right now as a school is making sure that we're staying abreast of what's happening in the world that will affect our students.
She also says the demand for technology jobs is growing, and there's one question that drives the Lovett curriculum.
Where's the next economy coming from? And it's often going to be kids coming along who are passionate, who are technologically capable.
Lovett offers classes like basic coding and robotics from grades K through 12. But after high school, how do young adults join the digital workforce? One answer is the Tech Hire Initiative, a federal program that trains people for the rising number of computer-related jobs. TechSquare Labs is part of a trifecta that recently brought the Tech Hire designation to Atlanta. This means the White House recognizes the city as a top locale for tech growth.
We have all the pieces to really be that tech capital of the South.
Rodney Sampson of TechSquare says Atlanta has the ability to pave the way for tech innovation.
Well, imagine if companies would train a workforce to be innovative at the entry level.
The Iron Yard does that by providing the training for tech hire. The school offers a full-time 3-month boot camp. Michael Sterling of the Atlanta Workforce Development Agency says that rapid training is key.
And so we can really work and readily qualify individuals in months rather than years for these jobs.
He also says the program gives students an edge by putting them in direct contact with tech companies.
We've got a group of employers in partnership with Iron Yard who tell us exactly what their needs are, where they need individuals trained. And then we go and train the individuals in the specific occupations that the employers tell us they need additional training in.
Sterling believes Tech Hire is the best way to close the IT job gap in Atlanta. As demand for tech jobs has increased over the years, proper training to satisfy that need has lagged. The program is also an alternative to a 4-year college. Ashby Thornwell is an Iron Yard grad who decided against the typical college route.
If I went to Georgia Tech, I would have to spend 4 years learning languages that I wouldn't necessarily use.
Thornwell develops mobile apps for iOS and Android. To do that, she had to learn programming languages like Objective-C and Swift, something she knew Iron Yard could provide quickly.
I have friends who graduated from 4-year computer science degrees, and they, never touched Objective-C or Swift.
She also says the boot camp is a better investment because students spend less time and money in school. And Thornwell believes that these days it's skill and not a degree that gets you a job. For GPB News, I'm Trevor Young in Atlanta.